Honey? Honey, are you okay? Come on, wake up, honey. Finally. How are you feeling? Well, you were tossing and turning while asleep. Of course I was worried, dummy. I mean, you nuzzling and hiding your face on my chest is not at all unusual, but you tend to be fully awake and more happy while doing it. Right now, you were almost, well, it was almost like you were crying. Tell me, sweetie. Tell mommy what's troubling you. What do you mean, no? Huh. Someone is feeling a little cheeky tonight, aren't we? Well, I didn't want to resort to such drastic measures, but if you don't tell me what happened, I'll send you to bed without supper for a few nights. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. What do you mean you already did that tonight? Why didn't you say anything? I would have prepared you whatever you wanted. I can't let this slide. Just stay right here. I'll go to the kitchen. There should be enough things to whip you up something quick. You're not really hungry? Sweetie, come on. These past few days, I've seen you look really down. You've barely been wanting to talk after you get home. I haven't seen you smile lately either. I mean, I know no one is meant to be all smiles and sunshines all day every day, unless you're a psychopath or something, but that's not my point. My point is that something has been clearly troubling you this week, and it really pains me to see you all devoid of energy like that. So, I'll ask you again, gently this time. What is troubling you, my dear? Of course, take as long as you need. I'll be here to listen to you until the very end. No, honey, don't worry about that. Screw my job. I don't mind staying up late if it's to help you. If needed, I'll just call in to either be late or report myself sick. But whatever I do, don't worry about it. Because right now, your well-being is my priority. Aw, that little smile fills me with so much warmth. I must protect my sweetheart. Now, come on, lay your head on mommy's chest. I know it's one of your favorite things to do. You know how, in therapy, they make you rest your head while laying on the couch? It's pretty much the same thing. Of course it is. Just trust me on that. Now, be good and obey mommy, okay? That's better. Alrighty then. Now, open yourself up and tell me what's troubling that pretty little head of yours. Oh my, really? Oh, I see. No, go on. And what then? Well, now I understand why you're feeling like this. But why didn't you say anything before? Being reliable and dependable? But, sweetie, you are those things already. Just because you feel sad, depressed even, that doesn't make you weak and unreliable. It makes you human. Everyone has their lows, just like everyone has their high moments. You can't appreciate the good without the bad. Now, that doesn't mean you deserve the way they treated you. It means you should not feel ashamed for feeling bad when you're experiencing a bad moment. Or when you think that when you allow yourself to feel sad and cry and let your emotions out, that it takes away from your good qualities as a person, 'cause it doesn't. And when you feel this way, you shouldn't be scared of my opinion. You know me. I love when you open up to me. I love having someone by my side that I can lean on when I need them. It is the biggest feeling of security one could ever feel. But I also love when the person can open themselves up to me, so I can help them the same way they helped me. It makes me feel trusted. So, you shouldn't be afraid to show how you really feel, especially around me. I'm here for you as much as you are for me, okay? Good. If it sounds like I'm lecturing you a bit, it's because I am. Because I care for you. A lot. Yep, I will keep on repeating it until you get it memorized. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. First thing I wanted to say is that person who told you that you are useless and not enough can go straight to hell, to the boiler room of hell, all the way down. Yes, of course they're an asshole. I can assure you, without a shadow of doubt, that they had like zero basis to tell you any of the things they said. They are probably the one feeling like that and just try to deflect it to others. You are not useless. You are more than enough. You are worth it. to me, to your friends and your loved ones, you are more than enough. And if one time saying the contrary is enough to get you down, then I'll tell you what you need to hear 1,000 times, and more if necessary, to pick you back up again. Especially when we wake up, when we text during the day, when you get home, when we go to sleep. You know, again and again, as many times as you want. That's how worthy you are, my dear. Of course I would do it. That's what partners are for, right? A relationship is something mutual, after all. Something that makes us both grow and become stronger. You know, as much as I love the romantic idea of two halves making a whole, I like to think we are already whole before finding our special one. Rather, what we find on one another are little bits and pieces that improves us in ways that we could never achieve by ourselves. You were already good and whole before, but once you find that special person, you become a newer, better you. At least, that's how I felt with you. And I hope I make you feel the same way. My, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you all teary-eyed. Here, look at me, and let me cleanse those tears. And raise your head, lest your crown falls off. Yes, Your Majesty, I'm well aware that you're laying your head on my chest, and it's hard to lift up your head properly, silly. But the fact that you're joking means you're in better spirits now, aren't you? I'm glad to hear it. Of course, had this not worked, I had already planned a good pampering session for my darling. Aw, why are you pouting? Perhaps you're disappointed? Did you want mommy to pamper you that bad? If that's true, then I want you to tell me. Tell mommy how much you want her to hold you in her arms, to play with your hair, to caress your cheek and hum you a song while you fall asleep. Tell me, and they will all be yours. All my hugs, all my cuddles, all my kisses. They'll all be yours, my good, lovely sweetheart. All you have to do is ask. Whenever you want. Not only when you feel down too. Of course, if you feel down though, you don't need to ask. But no matter what, I'm here for you. On the darkest of nights and the brightest of days, okay? Say, do you perchance have the address of the asshole that insulted my beloved sweetheart? Oh, nothing special. Just, maybe they will wake up with their car keyed. Oh my, I swear I said it as a jest, but now that I've seen you smile, I'm legally obligated to go through with it, aren't I? No, no, I'm a woman of my word. I'll do it. I may or may not have contacts at my disposal for that kind of petty revenge. You know, I was thinking, why don't we both report sick tomorrow? Let's take a day off, just for the two of us. We can sleep a little more. Then, when we wake up, I'll take you out for breakfast or lunch. My treat, of course. We can take a walk in the mall afterwards. Maybe go look for some snacks and stock up our reserves for the afternoon. Then we can go home and cuddle under some blankets in the bedroom. What then? I mean, we are two grown-ups alone in a bedroom. I'm sure you can guess where things would be going then. Exactly. We can watch online streams, maybe some movies, as they would go along great with our snacks. We could play some games too. It's been a while since I trashed you. I mean, spent some quality time with you on a game. I could spoon you too while we chat the night away. It's been a while since we had one of those. So, what do you say? Oh my, is it that late already? No wonder your eyes are closing. Come on, tonight you'll sleep in my arms. But tomorrow, tomorrow you're all mine. We'll leave the rest of the planning for later. Sweet dreams, and have a nice, lovely rest, darling.